We're reading today from Luke chapter 10. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. William Shakespeare, John Dryden, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, Charles Dickens, Elizabeth Barrett Browning. What a tremendous amount of literature these authors and poets produced. The seniors have sampled some of it this year. Not only did these authors produced plays and poems and novels, but they also wrote in other areas too. The writings of Goethe on science alone would fill some 14 volumes. Elizabeth Barrett, both before and during her marriage to Robert Browning, was always writing. And it's said that more than one playwright switched to comedies rather than compete with Shakespeare's great tragic plays. What was it that these people had that enabled them to contribute such great things? The Barretts of Wimpole Street did not have the luxury of an enameled bathtub, let alone fiberglass. Charles Dickens never turned the knob of a radio, not to mention television. Goethe never clicked the shutter of a camera. John Dryden's room was neither steam heated nor cooled by refrigeration. William Shakespeare never read a newspaper, nor did he ever attend a movie. It's good to remember every once in a while that although these and many more things that we enjoy every day are blessings from God, things to be thankful for if they appear on our screen. Yet, it is possible to live without them if they're taken away from us. And these words of Jesus recorded in Luke 10 bring us just such a reminder. One thing is needed. In the little village of Bethany, without electricity or running water, Mary had chosen that one thing needed, Jesus' words. His words were gracious. His words were mighty. They were filled with the Spirit, and they brought Mary peace, understanding, and comfort. They brought her the assurance that comes from confidence in Him who holds the universe in His hands. Jesus' words are what made it a blessed occasion when Sister Martha invited Jesus to stay with them and made the experience of another mouth at the table something to look forward to. His words were so powerful. One thing is needed. Every other thing on this earth may be a blessing, but it also has the power to enslave. The car has to be repaired. The dryer must be fixed. The campus needs to be raked. The books beg to be read. The cat demands to be fed. The garden could use some weeding. The dormitory room could use some cleaning. And on and on. The word of Jesus is the one thing that says it has all been done. The price has been paid, the life has been lived, the death has been died. The resurrection is yours. It is finished. Come unto me. The life that we now live to the glory of God is not one of constantly building our relationship with God as we have to build friendships in this life. but of acting like the dear children of God that He has assured us we are. One thing is needed. Things are not wrong in themselves, of course, but when things are depended on for joy, as we heard yesterday, or for anything else, then we can become anxious, distracted, irritable, or depressed over them. We might even end up dissatisfied with Jesus and try to boss Him. Don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. We were reminded yesterday that the reason things should not be depended on is that they can be taken away. And there is a day for us all in which all are taken away. But Jesus said that even though heaven and earth will pass away, His word will not pass away. So then our relationship to God, that of dear children to their dear Father, is also firm and secure, for it is that word which declares it so. In history, English, mathematics, social studies, foreign languages, art, music, and all other areas of study, you've had opportunity this year to learn many things. And we pray that in the years ahead, God will bless your continued efforts to learn many things. But they are still things. And when you come to the end of your education and stand before your Maker, one thing is needed. In the 20th century, one king of England, Edward VIII, chose to lay aside his crown in order to marry the woman that he loved. He thought that was the more important thing. His country did not appreciate it, although some thought it romantic. But whether you admired it or not, it did show what he considered important and needed in his life. May we use God's gracious word and gift in the same way, and so show how important it is in our lives, whether here at Emmanuel or anywhere else He may lead us. Amen. Hymn 775, stanzas 2 and 3.